A doctor friend of mine years ago shared when he was flying back to Manila from a business trip, ang eroplano daw na sinasakyan niya was experiencing technical difficulties. Now, I'm not sure kung ano ang na-experience niya sa loob ng eroplano, pero everyone knew daw na something was wrong with the airplane. So everyone was terrified. All of them are panicking, including my friend. So hindi nila alam ang kanilang gagawin. Tapos nung ilalan na ang plane, the pilot announced that everyone moved to a braced position. Lalong nagpanik ang mga tao dahil alam nila na may tendency na mag-crash ang eroplano. Tapos sa kalagitnaan ng panic and hysteria, my friend, who is a Christian, thought na in a few minutes na natitira sa maaring buhay ko, ang isa lang ang pumasok sa isip niya. And that is to share the gospel of hope sa katabi niya. In those few minutes na meron siya, he did share the gospel sa kanyang katabi. Obviously, nakasurvive siya kasi nakwento niya ito. Nagahanap pa kayo ng climax ng story. Yun na yun. Crash landing din ang kwento. Pero hindi po kasi yun yung punto ng ating kwento. Obviously, nakasurvive siya sa pangyayari na ito. We praise God. We are challenged sa kanyang story on how he was faithful. But if it was his last time on earth, he would have preserved or persevered in the faith till the end. Friends, if you knew that you only have a few years, few months, few weeks, few days, or like my friend, few minutes of your life to live, how are you planning to spend your time? Would you say you would have kept the faith sa plano mong yon? Persevered to the end? Proclaimed, protected, and preserved the gospel? The Apostle Paul in our passage this morning will remind us how we are to keep the faith and preserve and persevere to the end. Tayo po ay magsisimula ng 4-week sermon series on 2 Timothy. Isa ito sa tatlong huling letters ni Paul na isinulat. Kasama po yung 1 Timothy, yun yung unang letter, pangalawa ho yung 2 Timothy, at yung huling letter na sinulat niya is yung 2 Timothy. So 1 Timothy, Titus, and 2 Timothy. Ang mga letters na ito are addressed to pastors that Paul poured into. Though it was addressed to his pastor friends, it were written to be read sa local church. Sa kanyang second letter kay Timothy, Paul was already an old man. Tanda na. Nakakulong siya sa presinto in Rome under kay Nero. At nakakadena sa Roman soldiers ng kabilaan. So kabilaan po naka-change siya sa Roman soldiers. It was cold nung time na yon, maaring winter. Marami nang iniinda ng karamdaman si Paul. Everyone else seemed to have forsaken him. Maliban na lamang siguro kay Luke, isang doktor, isang physician, who the Lord providentially provided for him to care for his of his weakening body and health. We're not sure kung ano mga charges na sinampa kay Paul. Maaring nadamay siya sa isang accusation laban sa mga Christians na nagransak at nag-cause daw ng malaking sunog sa Rome. Maaring yun ang accusation na hindi marahil totoo. We're not sure. During sa time ni Nero, it was not safe to be a Christian. It was not a good time to be a Christian. Christians were heavily persecuted. Christianity was an illegal religion. They were accused falsely with a lot of things. Kung ikaw ay Kristiyano sa panahon na ito, hindi umadali ang buhay. Many professing Christians and churches had forsaken Paul, had forsaken the gospel, had forsaken the true church. Paul wrote this personal letter to Timothy to encourage him in his struggles during this season, urging him to stay faithful to the gospel by guarding the good deposit entrusted to him and all who follow Christ sa gitna ng trials at hardships. Dahil alam ni Paul that there is a great need to proclaim, protect, and preserve the gospel and to be handed down through the generations. At kung mangyayari po yung pag-hand over to the next generation, there should be a preservation ng gospel. And thus, he encouraged his man, Timothy. This letter is meant to be read not only by Timothy, but also in the church of Ephesus. And it's also meant to be read and heard by Crossroads Church Tubay today. Kaya ang prayer ko sa atin as we meditate and study ang passage na ito ngayong umaga is that we would persevere in the faith. Persevere in the faith by boldly proclaiming, protecting, and preserving the gospel. Christians are called to persevere by unashamedly proclaiming, guarding, and living out the gospel. Ito ang main idea po natin ngayong umaga. Christians are called to persevere by unashamedly proclaiming, guarding, and living out the gospel. There are three headings sa passage na ito. Number one, encouragements to persevere, 1-5. Number two, exhortations to persevere, verses 6-14. And number three, examples of perseverance, verses 15-18. Paul gives Timothy encouragements, exhortations, and examples to help his son in the faith persevere in the faith. Number one, encouragements to persevere. Basahin po natin ang verses 1-2. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Ang term po na apostle or lowercase a apostle means to send out. Ito ay isang individual who was authorized to represent and speak on behalf of the one who sent him. Pinakilala ni Paul ang sarili niya na bilang isang apostle sent out one by Christ. Okay? This means he is a capital A apostle. He's a capital A apostle, or he holds a special office as one of the apostles of Jesus Christ. Kasama ng 11, 12 minus Judas na apostles. Paul was directly called to the office of an apostle by Jesus Christ, was later confirmed by the other apostles, and miraculously in his miraculous signs that God has performed through him authenticated his authority as an apostle. At yun po ang signs ng isang tunay na apostle. Now, just a side note sa atin ngayong umaga, wala na pong mga bagong official na capital A apostles. Wala na po. Wala na po sa panahon natin ngayon. And if they claim to have been called by Christ personally and perform miracles daw, ang question po natin, sinong original apostle ang buhay pa ngayon to authenticate or affirm his or her apostleship? So if may mga kakilala tayo say that they are apostles, first of all, ask them, what do you mean? If they say they are, nakarinig sila ng calling galing sa Panginoon, and meron silang mga miraculous gifts, ask them, sino sa original 12 ang mismong nag-authenticate nito? Kasi yun po yung requirement. So when Paul introduced himself as an apostle of Jesus, ang sinasabi niya, hindi siya self-proclaimed apostle, nor was he commissioned by any man. It was Christ who called him to salvation, and it was Christ who commissioned him to proclaim his gospel among the Gentiles so that many of them may receive the promised eternal life through Christ. Sa opening pa lang ng letter ni Paul, he reminds Timothy of his apostolic authority and purpose, that he was authorized to represent and speak on behalf of the one who sent him, Jesus Christ. This nicely sets the stage sa pagbigay niya mamaya ng mga exhortations, sa number 2. Pero sa verse 2, Paul gave him a warm greeting. He called him son. Now, hindi ito nangangahulugan na siya po ay biological na anak ni Paul. Ito po, ang tawag po sa kanya ay son in the faith o anak sa pananampalataya. Ito po yung pagkakalarawan ni Paul ng relasyon niya kay Timothy sa first letter niya sa 1 Timothy chapter 1. Meron silang father-son relationship. Paul poured into his spiritual well-being like a father. He discipled, mentored him to be a faithful gospel man. Timothy served as Paul's apostolic assistant, Paul's protege. In a way, sa simula pa lang ng letter, pinaalalahanan ni Paul si Timothy of the relationship that both of them shared in Christ. Paul cares for him at madalas niya ito maalala. And he wrote about it. Look at verse 3 hanggang 5. I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. Now, hindi malinaw kung saan nagpapasalamat si Paul sa Panginoon dito. Maraming nagpapasalamat si Paul sa salvation and ministry ni Timothy tulad ng ginawa niya sa first letter niya sa chapter 1 ng 1 Timothy, na nagpasalamat din siya sa salvation and ministry na pinagkatiwala sa kanya. Paul expressed his deep love and concern kay Pastor Timothy as he constantly prays for him. He knows pastoral ministry is not easy. Alam na alam ni Paul yun. He knows na pwede siyang mapahamak physically. He knows that there is spiritual warfare. He knows that it can be lonely and discouraging. He knows that he will be receiving attacks from the enemy within the church and outside the church. And as the pressure increases, as the pressure escalates, he knows there will be temptations to shipwreck the faith. He knows there will be temptation to forsake the authentic gospel for a synthetic one. He knows there will be temptation to abandon the gospel. That's why Paul prays for him night and day. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, when was the last time you prayed for the pastors of Crossroads? Maybe some of you are saying, pero di ba pastor, pag pastor ka, malapit ka kay Lord? Dapat kayo nagpe-pray sa amen. Well, wala akong parang VIP treatment sa amin ng Panginoon. Kami ay katulad ninyo, co-heirs in Christ. We desperately need your prayers. Yes, we do pray for you as we go through your membership directory. Pero gaya ni Timothy, kailangan din namin ng panalangin. I'd like to be tangible sa oras ito on how you could pray for us, mga pastors ng Crossroads Church. First of all, wala ho ito sa screen, so makiano na lang sulat. Pray that we will not shipwreck our faith. It's going to be bullet points, okay? Second, pray that we faithfully preach, protect, and preserve the gospel. Third, pray that we walk in step with the gospel, hindi lang by word, but also by deeds. Fourth, pray that we watch our life and doctrine. Fifth, pray that we walk in purity, holiness, and righteousness. Sixth, pray for our marriages. Pray for our parenting, number seven. Pray that we would fight and kill sin. Pray for renewed strength and joy in serving in the ministry. And lastly, and I know there's a lot more to say, but lastly, number 10, pray for increased love for Christ and His bride, the church. Binanggit din ni Paul sa verse 3 na ang Diyos ang pinaglilingkuran at sinasamba ng kanyang mga forefathers na si Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David, and the rest of his forefathers. Na he's saying na pareho ang Diyos na pinaglilingkuran namin, pareho ang Diyos na sinasamba namin, pareho ang Diyos na sinasampalatayanan namin. According to one writer theologian, sabi niya, to have faith in Jesus as Messiah is to partake in the great line of faith that began with Abraham. This was an intentional sa part ni Paul to provide a contrast sa mga false teachers who followed falsehood. As Paul thinks of and prays for Timothy, he is reminded of his sincere or genuine faith. Napakadami sa mga kasamahan ni Paul ang tumalikod sa pananampalataya at iniwan siya due to persecutions and pressures from the outside and within ng church. Dito nagpapasalamat si Paul sa Panginoon dahil ang faith ni Timothy has proven to be genuine, hindi fake, totoo ang pananampalataya ni Timothy. He is reminded of Timothy's unwavering faith in the midst of hardships and oppositions. Timothy's faith is a stubborn one. Listen, Crossroads, a genuine faith is a stubborn faith because that is the type of faith that perseveres. A genuine faith is a stubborn faith because that is a type of faith that perseveres. According to the late Dr. David Paulison, he said, stubbornness is a tremendous gift because when mastered by the grace of God is perseverance. Perseverance is the ability to endure suffering and be courageous. At ang sinabi ni Paul kay Timothy, alam mo Timothy, yung faith mong yan, yung genuine faith mong yan, yung stubborn faith mo na yan, nakita ko rin to sa lolo't manay mo eh. Nakita ko yun eh. Nakita ko yung kay Lola Lois mo at saka kay Nanay Eunice mo. You see, Timothy's father is not a Christian. He's a Greek. Nakita ko yung story niya sa Acts chapter 16. At ang lola at nanay niya ay mga Jewish Christian. Ang faith ng lola at nanay ni Timothy significantly influence yung faith ni Timothy. At naniniwala rin ako na ito marahil itong dalawang ali na ito ang nag-share ng gospel sa kanya. Sa mga Christian na lolo at lola na nandito ngayon umaga. Let me say this to encourage you as Paul encouraged Timothy. Hindi pa tapos ang paggamit ng Diyos sa inyo. Serving the Lord doesn't end in retirement. Ikaw ay marahil ay nasa Dubai ngayon, pinapunta ng mga anak, pinapunta ng mga pamangkin, kamag-anak o kaibigan upang tumulong sa pag-alaga sa mga bata. Praise God, nandito kayo. O kaya naman ikaw ay stay-home mom or stay-home dad. Know that the Lord has given you an opportunity not just to enjoy and care for your grandchildren or children. You have been tasked by the Lord Jesus Christ to proclaim the good news of Christ's cross and empty tomb sa kanila. Paano, Pastor? Sa bahay lang kami. Wow? Sa mga songs na kinakanta at pinapatugtog mo sa bahay. I know probably you're saying, ano ba yung mamadalas kong patugtugin sa bahay? You can proclaim the gospel sa mga binabasa mong books or articles online and reading it out loud sa kanila. Sa mga pinapanood mong videos or reels sa social media. Sa kung paano mo sila alagaan, sa kung paano mo sila kausapin, at kung sa paano mo sila pangaralan. You may not know na yung makulit na chikiting na inaalagaan ninyo o yung teenager na madalas kayo i-dismiss at argumentative, malay mo, will be the next pastor. Could be the next missionary who will send the gospel of Christ to regions na wala pang nakakarinig. And dito sa Crossroads, we're committed to that. And we are thankful sa ating Sunday school teachers. Thank you for pouring into our young ones. Thank you, Edgy and Michelle, for thinking through and leading yung team na ito. We need more teachers, by the way. We need more assistant teachers. We need more volunteers who will help pour into the next generation of worshipers. Mga magulang, gaano ba kahalaga ang i-share ang gospel at i-disciple ang mga children? I would say napakahalaga. Naalala ko yung dati kong pastor, ano, nakita ko yung post niya sa Facebook, dating pastor to sa Pilipinas, nag-post siya mismo ng picture na sa isang baseball game sila, na siya at yung tatay niya at saka yung anak niyang lalaki. Now, there's a story behind that, kaya maganda yung picture na yun. Kasi yung tatay niya ay dating pastor sa Pilipinas. Siya ay dating pastor sa Pilipinas. Yung anak niya ay pastor, hindi sa Pilipinas, sa Amerika. Pero what am I saying here? Three generations of pastors. Three generations of faithful gospel proclamation. Three generations of faithful discipleship within the family. Sa bahay nila. Parents and grandparents, keep faithfully passing on the faith to the next generation. Maaring nandito ka ngayon, you do not have a Christian heritage. Ang magulang, lolo't lola mo, ay sumasamba sa mga Diyos-Diyosan, o maaring hindi naniniwala na may Diyos, at ikaw lang ang naging unang Christian sa pamilya mo. If that is the case, praise God, na Christian ka. Will you be the generation who will faithfully pass on the faith to the next generations? In hopes to see a godly heritage sa family line mo. Children. When I say children, I'm addressing not just little children, but children of all ages. Do you have faithful fathers? Do you have faithful mothers? Do you have faithful grandparents who have taught or are continuing to teach you the gospel? If that is you, I encourage you to remember them kung wala sila rito. I encourage you to thank God for them sa kanilang buhay. I encourage you that if they are still alive, thank them. Kasi instrumental sila sa buhay mo nang marinig mo ang Ebanghelyo ng Panginoon. Paul intentionally encouraged Timothy this way, para mapaalalahanan siya sa kahalagahan to pass on the faith and the need for him to do the same. That's how they pass on the gospel. Encouragements to persevere sa pagiging Christian in a world na kung saan napakahirap maging Christian. Number two, exhortations to persevere. Verses 6 to 14, Paul gives series of exhortations in a form of reminders. Yan yung madalas na makikitang repetition sa passage nito. Reminder, remember. At kailangan din natin ang bilang mananampalataya na maya't maya mapaalalahanan din sa mga katotohanan na isi-share ni Paul. Kasi we easily forget. Verse 6, For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying of my hands. Ang gift of God na nabanggit dito is Timothy's giftedness sa pastoral ministry, especially sa gift of preaching, teaching, and evangelizing. Paul reminds Timothy that the Holy Spirit gave him this gift, set him apart, and he was ordained by Paul and the church to do the work of ministry. So based on Timothy's sincere or genuine faith, Paul reminds him to fan the flame, rekindle or keep at full flame the gift of God na pinagkatiwala sa kanila, sa kanya. Now, alam ko po na malungkot na tayo, karamihan sa atin dahil parating na ang summer. That means patapos na po ang desert season, ang desert camp season. Pero kung naaalala nyo ang last time na nag-desert camping kayo at marahil yung iba sa inyo the other day, isa sa mga nakasanayan nating gawin pag nasa camping ay, desert camping ay bonfire. Paggawa ng bonfire. Now, I'm not an expert sa paggawa ng bonfire o ihaw. Hindi ho ako magaling, wala akong pasensya, gusto ko inoon ko na lang. Pero ayon ang aking ayon sa aking limited na kaalaman sa paggawa ng bonfire o ihaw, after na ibabad ang mga ang mga panggatong sa apoy, galing yung apoy na nanggagaling sa dyaryo o sa isang lighter fluid, kinakailangan paypayan ito upang lalong uminit ang baga at umapoy, mag-spark siya ng apoy. Kinakailangan paypayan ito para magtuloy-tuloy yung apoy. At kapag humihina ito, pinapaypayan natin upang mag-alab muli. Now, ang tawag po dito ay fanning the flame, obviously. Fanning the flame. The more air na binibigay mo sa flame, lalo siyang lumalakas. The more na pinapaypayan natin ang apoy, the more na umaalab ito. Now, itong ginamit na imagery ni Paul to remind Timothy na patuloy niya gamitin ang gift na binigay ng Panginoon, binigay ng Holy Spirit sa kanya. He should continue to use it, continue to fan the flame. Fan into flame is a present continuous action. Hindi lang siya one time. It's present. Kailangan maya't maya, something na kailangan niyang patuloy gawin. He's reminding Timothy to continue using his God-given giftedness, improve on it, cultivate it, grow it, work on it, and don't stop. Timothy needs this exhortation. Importante po ito. Kasi alam ni Paul na there is a temptation magpadala sa takot si Timothy. May history ng mga panic attack siguro itong mamang ito na maya natatakot. Takot sa false teachers, fear of his life being endangered, intimidated sa mga enemies ni Paul at ng gospel, fear ng kanyang health. Now, this is not just for the... Ito yung command na ito na binigay ni Paul kay Timothy. It's not just for the sake of enhancing his preaching gifts. But this is for the purpose of faithfully declaring and defending the gospel. Kailangan mayat maya siya mag-aral. Kailangan mayat maya siya magturo. Also, kung hindi na-address ni Paul ang fear issue ni Timothy, may negative consequences ito sa gospel ministry at sa church. Kapag bumigay siya sa takot, he will be tempted to give up, kagaya ng mga kasama niya. Kapag hindi inaddress to, he will be tempted na manahimik na lamang or preach a different gospel. And so Paul reminds him sa verse 7, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Paul reminds him that the Holy Spirit resides in him, giving him boldness to preach the gospel and enable him to have a bold witness. Kaya hindi dapat siya magpadala sa takot, but to keep preaching the gospel, keep fanning that flame, and rely on the Holy Spirit of the Lord for strength and comfort. It was the Spirit of the Lord that gave the disciples of Jesus Christ to preach the gospel in Acts chapter 3. It was the boldness of the coming from the Holy Spirit to face the council in Acts chapter 4. And take note yung sinabi ng council sa kila Peter nung time na yon, nung sinita sila. Acts 4:13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, are we afraid to proclaim the message that can give hope to dead souls? I want us mga kapatid, i-consider ang mga tao who boldly proclaim the gospel to us. They risk being rejected nung nilapitan tayo. They risk being mocked by us. Pero ginawa pa din nila, hindi po ba? Aren't you grateful that they boldly took a risk on you? If you were you, which is you, are you, you would have given up on yourself. Tikas ng ulo kong ito, kaya ayoko eh. Friends, what fear stops you from acting in faith to proclaim the gospel to your colleagues, to your neighbors, to your friends, to your significant loved ones? Listen, you will never experience the supernatural boldness and power that the Holy Spirit provides unless you proclaim the gospel. Hindi nyo mararanasan itong mga kwento na to dito. Hindi ko mararanasan ito. Kung tayo ay mananahimik, gusto nyo makita kung paano kumilos ang Panginoon, bigyan kayo ng lakas, ng tapang, ng way to art, na magugulat ka, na-articulate nyo yung gospel, na kapag argue kayo in a sense of defending the gospel, then do it. Not to promote a footwear brand, but just do it. If you wait for perfect moments, it will never happen. It will never happen. Because you're just being disobedient. At dahil sa Holy Spirit gives us power and boldness, Paul exhorts Timothy and the Ephesian believers to not be ashamed. Verse 8, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. Para sa first century Jews and Romans, ang crucifixion po ang pinaka-humiliating way to be executed. You are publicly exposed hanging on a tree. Now, trusting and following a man who was executed as a criminal on Roman cross would have seemed foolishness in the eyes of the world. In the eyes of the world, Christ did not accomplish anything sa cross when He died on that cross. Para sa kanila, Jesus failed sa kanyang plans. Para sa kanila, Jesus was a failure. Paul reminds Timothy na huwag niyang ikahiya ang testimony or message or preaching about the Lord. Lord here is a designation kay Jesus bilang sovereign master. Jesus is the sovereign master in the life ng Christian. Paul is saying, Timothy, do not be ashamed to preach about who our sovereign master is and what he has done. Do not be ashamed about that. Do not be ashamed to preach the gospel. Pero ano ba yung gospel na sinasabi ni Paul dito? Well, binanggit niya sa 9 and 10 kung ano yung gospel. Verse 9, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of His purpose and grace, which He gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And sinasabi ni Paul dito, Jesus' plan did not fail. When He died on the cross, it was God's plan. God Himself planned yung death ng kanyang anak even before time, even before creation. He planned that His Son, Jesus, would suffer and die on the cross to save sinners like you and me. Pastor John read and prayed about this truth kanina sa Isaiah 53. Allow me to read it to us again. Verse 3 of Isaiah 53, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Verse 5, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. It was God's plan. Verse 10, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. Kaibigan, ayon sa Bible, lahat tayo ay nagkasala sa harapan ng isang banal na Diyos. We have offended God's holiness. At ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan. Death. If Christ provides life, sin provides death. Death eternity for eternity. That is eternal separation from God. And to be eternally separated from God is to be punished for eternity because of sin. At wala tayong kayang gawin. No good works, no religious practices, no acts of kindness will be enough to forgive us from our sins and make us right with God. Wala. Sabi ni Jesus Christ in John 6:44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. Friends, what we need right now is grace. Grace from God. And this is what God granted when he sent his Son Jesus to the world. Jesus' perfect obedience, sacrificial death on the cross, and resurrection had defeated sin and death and provided life and immortality to those who believe. Believe in who? Our Savior, our Master, our Sovereign Master, Jesus Christ. Ito ang plano ng Panginoon even before the foundation of the world to bring you to God. There is an invitation for those of you na wala pang relasyon sa Panginoon through Jesus Christ to turn away from our sins. Turn away a life of sin. Turn away from the gods that we think are gods. To turn away from our self-worship and turn to our Master. Turn to our Sovereign Savior, Jesus Christ, and what He has done on that cross for the forgiveness of sins, for restoration, reconciliation to God the Father. Repent and believe. Ito lamang ang tanging gospel ni Christ that leads people to salvation. Ito lang ang tanging gospel ni Christ na dapat i-preach, i-proclaim ni Paul, ni Timothy, ng church in Ephesus, at tayo dito sa crossroads. Walang dagdag, walang bawas, because someone's eternity is at stake. We do not come here and prepare a talk na mapapatawa kayo. We do not prepare a talk dito to make you feel good from the inside by boosting your self-confidence. Ang kaluluwa ninyong nakataya dito. That's why you need the message that would lead you to Christ. So ang exhortation ni Paul kay Timothy ay, don't be ashamed of the gospel and don't be ashamed of me. Verse 8 hanggang 12. Therefore, do not be ashamed of me, his prisoner. Prisoner ni Jesus. But share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. Verse 11. For which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and teacher. Which is why I suffer as I do, but I am not ashamed. Paulit-ulit din yung word na yan in this passage. Ashamed. Ashamed. Why? Because he's urging Timothy not be ashamed. It is interesting sa verse 18, di sinabi ni Paul that he was a prisoner of Rome. Sinabi niya rito, I am a prisoner of Christ. It is because of his bold preaching of the gospel that he is suffering in prison, waiting for execution, but dahil dyan, he is unashamed. He will boldly face that. At binigyan niya ng reason kung bakit sa verse 12. For I know whom I believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until the day what has been entrusted to me. Because he is confident that God himself is able to guard and protect the gospel till Christ returns, he is confident. He is bold. He can face whatever mga pangyayari na mahaharap niya sa buhay niya. And so he invites Timothy, so verse 8, to suffer the gospel with him. Pareho rin ni Christ. Ito ang reason for his exhortation that Timothy would not be ashamed of the gospel, be bold in proclaiming it, and embrace suffering that goes along with the gospel ministry. That's why ang daming problema sa health, wealth, and prosperity gospel. There's no suffering. Suffering is promised by Jesus to those who are faithful. Pastor, hindi ako nagsasuffer as a Christian. Are you proclaiming the gospel? Pansin niyo ba kung anuman ang vina-value natin sa ating buhay, we sacrifice for it? We suffer for it? Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, do we value the gospel? How is God calling you to suffer for the gospel sa season na to? Kung anuman ito, hindi sasayangin ng Panginoon ang suffering mo. Be reminded na ang dahilan kung bakit nakarating ang gospel sa atin ay dahil napakaraming kapatiran natin sa Panginoon who had gone before us, who suffered and died for it. And we're not called to be saved, seated, and satisfied. Hindi dapat SSS Christian. Crossroads, we are to be unashamed of the gospel. We are to sing heartily and loudly about it, kagaya ng ginagawa natin kanina. We sing about His death and resurrection. We should be praying it as a congregation. We should encourage the gospel sa bawat isa. We should be encouraging the gospel sa sarili natin. So Paul reminds Timothy to fan the flame, the gift of God, the pinagkatiwala sa inyo. If you want to grow in those gifts so that you can present, proclaim, and be bold and be good at this ministry na tinawag sa inyo ng Panginoon, you have to keep doing it. Keep relying on the Holy Spirit. Be faithful on the means and rely on the Spirit. So Paul reminds Timothy to fan the flame, to not be ashamed of the gospel, to proclaim the gospel, to expect suffering, but he also urged him to persevere or preserve the gospel. 13 to 14. Follow the pattern of the old sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. Paul reminds Timothy to be faithful to sound doctrine. He is to retain sound doctrine na natutunan niya kay Paul. And he challenges him to do it in his teaching and in his living. His teaching and life. So madaling salita, hindi lamang gusto ni Paul na panghawakan ni Timothy yung katuruan na pinasa niya, ang tamang theology na tinuro niya, pero gusto rin ni Paul na isapamuhay ito ni Timothy. Huwag lang puro kwento, huwag lang puro turo. Huwag lang puro theology, Timothy. Isapamuhay mo. Paul wants this to work on his faith and love. Mga kapatid, this is also a reminder sa atin dito sa Crossroads. I know Crossroads loves the Bible, loves to study theology, loves to talk about theology. That's us. And I praise God for sharp theological thinking sa ating congregation. Praise God. We enjoy comparing kung anong tamang maling theology. We try to determine ang difference between ang error at saka heresy. We love those. Lalo na as a church that holds strongly sa theology of God's sovereign grace, we love to talk about it and even defend it. Praise God. But friends, as much as we love our theology, do we also practice the theology of love? It is possible Listen, it is possible for us to strongly believe in the doctrines of grace and the sovereignty of God in salvation and be graceless or ungracious to our brothers and sisters who struggle to understand it. Mga kapatid, let us be reminded na kung tunay na nauunawaan natin ang God's sovereign grace sa ating buhay, then dapat lang maging gracious, patient, and merciful tayo sa iba na hindi pa alam o nauunawaan ng lubusan ng katuruang ito. Sometimes we end up being impatient. And because of that, we mark people, ah, mahina to, ay, wala pa masyadong alam to. And I will stick to those of us na mga theologians. Kadiri po yun. Hindi dapat, wag ganun. Okay? Hindi dapat tayo ganun. Mercy should be extended to others because mercy has been given undeservedly sa atin. Now, hindi sinasabi ni Paul na maging tolerant tayo sa to the point na iko-compromise natin ang gospel. Kasi sabi sa 14, Paul, sabi ni Paul, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. Paul reminds Timothy to actively care for, protect, and preserve the gospel. And this is a reminder sa ating crossroads on, and how do we guard the gospel dito sa crossroads? Well, first of all, we try to preach expositional sermons, where the point of the passage is the point of the sermon, where we try to preach different genres sa Bible and point it to Christ. There's you, congregation, should also be expositional listeners. You should be quick to listen what is sound doctrine. Meditate on it. If you hear such glorious truth sa Bible, don't think about yung katabi mo. Yan, tama yan. Pastor, amen. Sige pa. Yung katabi ko to, tama yan. Maririnig. No, that's not good for your heart. Okay? At lalo na ng katabi mo. Yung nagliliparan yung mga siko pag may nakita tayong mga point. Hindi rin maganda sa marriage niyo. Yan, pastor, pasalamat ako. Nandito asawa ko ngayon. Good job, pastor. Lalapit ang asawa. Kinausap ko ba ng asawa ko para ituro ito? Then, not good for the marriage, hindi ba? When you listen to the sermon, listen expositionally. Listen, is what pastor is saying nasa Bible? Don't be people who would love to be entertained sa preaching. Gusto mo yung storya ng aso ninyo o yung pusa? Gusto mo yung storya na kung saan love life? Gusto mo yung storya na kung saan kung paano yung wag. We were not here to tickle ears. If we are, please tell us so we would repent. But our goal here is to preach Christ and Him crucified. And your goal is to be fed, devour God's word, not empty talks. Another way that we reverberate the gospel as a church is through conversations na mangyayari mamaya. Kaya huwag tayo magmadali. This is your opportunity to speak gospel truths to others. I know we love yung mga tropa natin dito, and I'm glad for that. I have no issues with that. Pero bring other people then to the family of God by sharing the gospel to them, kung hindi pa sila Christian. So Paul, in prison, writes to encourage and exhort a young pastor to persevere in the faith and to faithfully proclaim and preserve the gospel. I'm going beyond the time here, but let me go through our last part. Kasi hindi winakasan ni Paul ang message na ito sa chapter na ito without giving real life examples of perseverance. Number 3 and last. Examples of perseverance. Verse 15, "You are aware that all who are in Asia turn away from me, among who are Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me earnestly and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you will know all the service he rendered at Ephesus." Nagbigay ng halimbawa si Paul ng people who did not persevere in the faith and those who did. Si Phygellus, si Hermogenes, ay maaaring makakilala ni Paul and men who he had poured into. Men who probably are leaders ng church. Dalawa ito sa mga who defected sa faith o tumalikod sa pananampalataya. That also means tinalikuran nila si Paul at tinalunguran nila yung gospel. Very limited lang ang nalalaman natin patungkol sa dalawang mamang ito. Okay? At sa kanilang dahilan sa pagtalikod sa pananampalataya. Pero we can safely speculate. Maaring fear of their lives, kagaya ng sinabi natin, mahirap maging Christian sa time na to, sa time ni Nero. Maaring fear of their lives since si Paul ay nakakulong and to associate themselves kay Paul would be very dangerous. Mapapahamak din sila. Na pinaniniwalaan ng time na yun, illegal ang religion ng Christianity. At kapag nagpatuloy sa Christianity, would endanger their lives, endanger their families, maapektuhan ang kanilang pangkabuhayan at treatment sa kanila ng komunidad. To identify with Paul, the church in Ephesus, and to hold to the teaching of the gospel of Christ is an invitation for persecution. Mas madali na lang talikuran si Christ rather than to go through these unnecessary inconveniences and pain. Just imagine, Paul who spent his life evangelizing and discipling these men, sa oras ng kanyang pangangailangan, abandon him. And by the way, he just mentioned two. Marami sila. Kung tayo marahil ito, at nangyari sa atin, itong nangyari kay Paul, siguro magtatampo tayo. Magtatampo tayo, magiging bitter tayo, magagalit tayo, matetem tayo isipin na worth it pa ba itong mga ministry na ito? That's us when we're in pain, hindi ba? I find myself being tempted at that. Maring naging temptation kay Paul, isipin ito. But praise God, we know he persevered. He intentionally included itong part na to sa letter kasi teaching itime to kay Timothy sa church in Ephesus at sa atin dito sa Crossroads when it comes to ministering to people sa church. And let me highlight two things. Una, not all who call themselves Christians are Christians. Maaring they claim na tinanggap nila si Kristo sa kanilang buhay, nagpa-baptize, nagpa-member, nagsaserve na sa ministry, pero pagdating ng trials or concerns sa buhay, or they have experienced great wealth and worldly joys, they rejected Christ, His Word, and His church. Jesus talks about this in Matthew chapter 13. It's a parable and sower. The Apostle John said in 1 John 2:19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might be plain that they all are not of us. They've enjoyed Christian community, enjoyed the preaching, became part of what the Lord has provided. Pero nang dumating ang mga challenges, temptations, and things, and sin, they easily walked away. Paul said to test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Friends, if you are banking your salvation na lumaki ka sa church, galing ka sa Christian na pamilya, o marami kang nagawa na kabutihan sa buhay mo, o hindi ka gaano ganung kasama, o matagal ka nang umaaten sa Crossroads, or member ka ng Crossroads, you're banking on that. Nagsisilbi ako sa ministry, I'm banking my salvation on these things, then chances are you're not a Christian. Remember verse 9? Sa passage natin, God saved us not because of our works, but because of His grace. Second, if that is you, repent and trust Christ. Second, serving God's people does not guarantee na hindi ka nila madidisappoint. It does not guarantee that they will not offend you or betray you. That's the reality ng ministry. And Paul is being upfront kay Timothy. Though we are sinners saved by grace, we still sin. We praise God that we are not who we were once before, but we are far from who we long to be. Remember, Crossroads, that you are part of an imperfect church. This church, served by imperfect pastors. At patuloy siyang magiging imperfect until Jesus comes. This means don't turn your back on God's people. Don't give up sa kapatiran mo. So huwag tayo maging parehas ni Phygelus and ni Hermogenes. Instead, maging parehas tayo ni Onesiphorus. Are there people in this church, kapatiran natin, na you feel na ayaw mo nang makasama because of certain rough edges? Guess what? Meron ka rin. We should be loving one another, forgiving one another, being patient to one another, quick to call out sin, quick to remind each other of the gospel. Parang yung pinray ni Pastor John kanina, he confessed sin, but he quickly reminds us of the hope that we have in Christ. Let us be like Onesiphorus. Kasi Paul blessed si Onesiphorus at ang kanyang pamilya because they ministered to Paul to a point of searching him all throughout a busy, large city of Rome. Isipin mo, walang panahon ng internet, walang GPS, walang WhatsApp, walang tawagan. Pumunta ka ng Dubai at hahanapin mo, ilan ang presinto rito, at sino, well, ilan lang siguro, pero hahanapin mo yung mismong tao na nakakulong. Nakakahiya yun. Nakakita nyo ba? Kasi may kaibigan ako, pangalan si Paul, nakakulong siya. Eh, ba eh? Kaya sinabi ni Paul, hindi siya nahiya. Eh, nung time na yun, ang lakas ng honor and shame culture, lalo na pagdating sa mga nasa ipiitan. Ay, kamag-anak mo yun? Ay, kriminal. Na-judge ka kagad, di ba? Pero walang pakialam. Si Onesiphorus. So ano tinuturo ni Paul kay Timothy sa Ephesian Church at sa atin dito sa area na to? He reminds us, listen, Crossroads, to be biblical encouragers. I say biblical because we should be informed, dapat informing encouragement natin, not empty encouragements, not false encouragement, not flattery encouragements. Hindi kasi nungalingan. He wants Timothy to encourage his elders and the elders encourage his members. Mga kapatid, hindi natin ginagawa ito dahil ang babait natin. Okay? O yun ang motivation. Kasi mabait naman kayo, di ba? Sige, ginagawin mo na yun. Bait mo naman eh. Hindi yun ang encouragement. Ginagawa natin ito because of God's grace at sa desire natin to obey the Bible. The one another's. Fulfilling the one another's. Crossroads to encourage. And here's something I would like us to savor. To encourage one another dito sa church means we need to know one another. You cannot, or you will have a hard time encouraging someone you don't know. Let your encouragement be informed by your knowledge of that person. As much as your prayers are informed by knowing this person and how to pray for them. Huwag tayo manatiling hindi sila kilala. If you're a member of Crossroads, we have 166 members, lahat yan nasa directory. Their names, their numbers, okay? Pray for them, pursue them, know them, inform your prayers about them. Kilalanin niyo sila after yung service, dami natin dito. Huwag tayo magmadali. Now, bakit ko sinabi yan? Kasi alam ko may honor, shame, culture tayo. Kung sinong unang lalabas sa pinto, ano yan? Kakahiya naman. Baka sabihin ako yung nauuna. Huwag yun ang maging motivation natin. But because you want to love well. Although the letter Paul, all throughout the letter, Paul has modeled us how to be other-centered. Ay, hindi pala. Other-centered. Let us be other-centered, hindi self-centered. Hindi po madaling maging Kristiyano noong time ni Paul. Guess what? Hindi rin maging madaling Kristiyano sa Dubai. Hindi madali. There are worldly temptations that will distract us in persevering to the end. We, God's people, who should be reminding one another with God's truths, the truths of the gospel. We should be reminding one another, encouraging one another, linking arms, towards each other to boldly proclaim and guard the gospel that God has entrusted sa ating care. We should fan the flame ng gifts na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon at huwag pananatili na hindi ginagamit kasi nakataya dito ang gospel. We also need gospel men and gospel women who will help us persevere well to the end. We need one another sa task na ito. Christians, you and I are called to persevere in the faith. Paano? By unashamedly proclaiming, guarding, and living out the gospel so that the watching world would see how beautiful, how glorious, how satisfying our Savior is. Let's pray. Lord, bless the word that has been spoken today. Pray na ito'y lumalim sa aming puso't isipan, mamutawi sa aming mga labi, makita sa aming pamumuhay. May we emulate the great shepherd on how he loved his sheep. May we die to self and live for Christ and help one another persevere till you return. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.